Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Mandy Bell, Indians beat writer, MLB.com. Mandy, thank you for joining us today. How's your day going?
It's been a little bit hectic over here in Cleveland, but not too bad. I hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing all right. I think we're hanging on like everybody else right now.
Exactly.
Want to talk a little bit about this Indian squad, specifically what has kind of transpired over the last 48 hours. Now, Zach Plesac took a beating for apparently getting out to meet with some friends out in the town in Chicago. Only 24 hours later to find out he was not alone. And Clevinger, one of the premier pitchers in this rotation, was also along with him. How did this all come about? Because as I've heard, Clevinger was one of the main guys defending Plesac in the team meeting that went on. How did this extra information end up coming about, Mandy?
Yeah, we talked to Indians president of baseball operations, Chris Antonetti, just a few hours ago, and we were asking how did that happen? How did you guys find out first about Plesac, and then how did it escape you guys that he wasn't alone and that Clevinger was also there, and how did you find out 24 hours later? He decided to keep everything internal. He didn't want to give us too much specifics about how this all came about, how they learned it. They kept a lot of things private, but I mean, it's a tough situation because the Indians reacted quickly when they found out about Plesac. He did not come into the ballpark on Sunday in Chicago. They arranged a car service to drive him home, which is a little bit over a 5-hour drive. And they didn't want him to come into the ballpark just in case he would have been exposed to anything COVID related. And they didn't want him to bring that into the clubhouse, especially with a high risk individual like Carlos Carrasco on the team.
Right.
And so they were extra precautious. They assume that he wasn't exposed to anything. They know that this is really extra precautious, but that's the way that they want to take this because we've seen how everything's played out with the Marlins and the Cardinals, and they don't want to be next. And so it's tough to know that Clevinger saw this happening, knew that he was there too, and still boarded the team flight back Sunday night. And it's been a lot for them to handle over the last few days, but they're now on the restricted list for the next few days and self-quarantining.
Wow.
Mandy, you don't have the access, none of the journalists do, to the players like you would normally have, but I assume that these are guys that, you know, right now their teammates probably aren't all that happy with them either. How do you think it's going to play out in Cleveland? Do you think that the team will levy some sort of fine or some sort of suspension, or will the players deal with this in-house, or how will it all wind up, do you think?
It honestly could go either way. We asked Antonetti if there would be any type of penalty like that, anything else that's going to be coming, and they said that they want to keep that in-house as well. But this is a team that's very open with their communication, and I know that there's so many team meetings. They had one on Sunday, which you already alluded to. They had one on Sunday about Plesac, and they want to keep things open and honest, and they did the same just a few minutes ago out on the field at Progressive Field here. Before the game started, they're always talking, and the front office is very open to always hearing their opinions. So if the players would come up with something that they feel would be appropriate for any other further penalties for them, then they would voice those as well, and the front office would hear it. I don't know if that's the case. We just got off a Zoom call with Francisco Lindor, and he just said, look, they have to earn our trust back. And we understand that everybody's human and everybody makes mistakes, but this is a tough scenario right now. And you have to, when you look yourself in the mirror right now, you're not looking at yourself. You're not looking at the first set of eyes that you see. It's the people that are behind you. And that's what we're focused on right now. So I do think that, understandably so, the team is frustrated with their choices, especially because they're relying on this rotation right now as the offense struggles. I think it's just going to be a matter of just earning the trust back whenever they do rejoin the team.
Yeah, I mean, Terry Francona is another guy who is a high-risk individual who's kind of rushing to get back, and it's disappointing to hear news like this. Mandy Bell, Indians beat writer, MLB.com, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. And Mandy, you alluded to it a little bit with Lindor, but this team is 10-7, and largely because of their pitching rotation. you alluded to a little bit, there's got to be some disappointment amongst the players. And do you think this is something that could have some carryover effect even once these guys return? Because as you mentioned, and as Lindor eloquently said, when you look yourself in the mirror, it's not just about you. It's about everybody else that you're surrounding on that ball club.
Yeah, it could. I mean, it's going to depend. It's going to depend on how remorseful I think that Plesac and Clevenger both are. I know Francona and Antonetti both have been in communication with the two of them over the last 2 days. They wouldn't tell us exactly how their response was. I know Francona said that their responses, they're in different levels of acceptance right now. So I don't know exactly what that means. I know Plesac just posted on Instagram his sort of apology and moving forward and putting everything behind him and learning from this experience. So I think he's moving forward with it. I think that'll go a long way with the teammates whenever they do come back and just seeing how sincere they are about the mistakes that they made. And I think that will help. I mean, this team had a taste of what this was like during summer camp because Fran Mel Reyes went to a 4th of July event without a mask on and he was away from the team for 3 days. And while he got precautionary testing done, and although that was summer camp and not really as impactful as the regular season, they got an idea of what this was like and how to accept a player back after that. So I think that'll help them in doing this as well. But it's all just going to depend, and I think it's going to largely depend on how Clevenger and Plesac handle it.
Mandy Bell, the beat writer for the Cleveland Indians, MLB.com. You mentioned one of my favorite players in all of baseball there for a second, Franmil Reyes. We loved him here in San Diego. Again, I know you don't have the same contact with players that the media normally has, but how is Franmil doing? Has he kind of recovered from that stumble? And is he getting the attention in Cleveland that, say, he had in San Diego, where everybody seemed to love everything that guy did, especially the distance that he could hit home run balls?
I think if we didn't have the shutdown because of the coronavirus to start the season, he absolutely would be getting that attention right now. It's a little bit different because Cleveland was trying to get adjusted to him on the fly last year in the second half of the season. He was a little out of sorts transitioning into a DH role and learning a new organization. But when he came to spring training this year in Arizona, my goodness, he just seemed so much more comfortable, so much like himself in like those videos that we all saw on social media where he's singing and he's doing all these things there where he just has that big kid personality that just made him so fun and lovable for a fan base. So he started to settle into that type of a person spring training. He was really on fire hitting the ball. I mean, he was just crushing everything. It seemed like it was like a home run derby, our personal little home run derby every time he took batting practice. And then when the break happened, he went home to the Dominican and didn't see live pitching for 3.5 months. And so when he came back, his timing was a little off. He was a little frustrated. And now he's starting to seem like he's settling in at the plate a little bit better. His timing's starting to look a little bit better. So I think the more that he gets comfortable again, he'll settle into that personality, and I think that he'll be just as loved in Cleveland as what he was on the West Coast, because those videos are some of my favorite things to watch.
Yeah. He certainly has an infectious personality, no doubt about it. Real quick, Mandy, what's the latest on Terry Francona? I know that he was taking a few days, maybe last week. Where are we at with his health today?
Yeah, he's coming back today for the first time. He's missed the last 10 days because of some minor stomach issues that he's had to go through. He explained a little bit today without giving us too many details. That he's had 5 or 6 surgeries over the past 11 months. Wow. It's almost been a year now that he's been having some difficulties and with some muscles in there that are constantly in spasm. And so he's been trying to figure everything out. He realized August 1st when the team was in Minnesota, he was having those problems along with some back problems that became too overwhelming. And he said, look, I feel like I'm not a benefit to be here right now. And if you know Terry Francona, that takes a lot for him to admit. So the fact that he was away from the team for so long, you knew the type of difficulties that he was going through. But he had another procedure over this past week at the Cleveland Clinic. They think that he's at least in a better spot to be back with the team. And he said today, it's not going to be easy or the smoothest sailing, but I feel like I need to be here and I want to be here. So So he's back today, and he did, despite all of this other stuff, seem to be excited to be back and had his, you know, typical comical ways of explaining everything. So the humor hasn't gone away.
That's good.
Well, that is
Mandy Bell, I tell you one thing. You've been probably the most relaxed beat writer in all of MLB.com with the Indians. And just real quick before we let you go, speaking of the Indians, how long do you think it'll be the Indians? Is that subject still up for debate?
Oh, the subject is still there. I think that they're taking the next few months to talk about their best path forward. And I know that they want to meet with Native American groups in the area to get their feedback and what they think. And they just want to really understand the opinions that people have. And I think that's basically their top priority right now. It's difficult because they're in the middle of a season to talk about completely rebranding an organization. So I think the timing of it was challenging for them for all of this to come about. But that doesn't mean that it's going away. It doesn't mean that they're trying to prolong it. It's just something that they're trying to balance while also focusing on a season. So I think that this would be a bigger topic in the off season when they do have the time to really break it down and make whatever decision they think is going to be best moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mandy, we certainly appreciate you giving us your time to kind of break down what's going on out there in Cleveland, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thanks,
no
Mandy.
Problem. Mandy Bell, Indians beat writer, MLB.com, on the SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you, or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com.